Hello, welcome to the second episode of this podcast about dog breeds. I'm Melanie and today I will talk about Siberian Husky breed, their characteristics, personality, history, and coexistence. History. Both Russia and the United States claim to be the place of origin of the Siberian Husky. It was the Chukchi breed of Northeast Asia who developed this breed more than 3,000 years ago to aid them in their nomadic life as sled shooters. It is clear that his breed has Spitz ancestors. During the Alaska Gold Rush, many leisure dog sled races were organized as well as to check on the status of working animals. Chukchi dogs turned out to be very fast running and very resilient despite their small size. His fame as a competitive sled dog was consolidated when a team of Huskies traveled 550 kilometers through violent blizzards to deliver serum to the city of Nome, affected by a diphtheria epidemic. Thanks to the film Balto and the different stories on the same topic, this breed is recognized all over the world. Although most of today's Siberian Huskies are beloved family pets and many still pull sleds at local competitions and enjoy scheduling with their owners. Characteristics: the Siberian Husky is a medium-sized dog, slightly longer than tall, whose height ranges between 50 and 60 centimeters and the weight between 20 and 35 kilograms. The Siberian Husky has erect ears and eyes colored from brown to blue or also dispread. His neck is straight and the top line is level. The tail, well covered with hair, forms a sickle upwards or extends backwards. They have very dense and plush hair with an important undercoat. They have a small collar of fur around their necks, but they don't have long fringes on their legs or tail. Colors range from black to white through all the opinions in between. Most of these dogs have white markings, especially on the chest and legs. Personality. Siberian Huskies are classic northern dogs and they are intelligent, although somewhat independent and stubborn. They feel fulfilled with human company, although they need firm and gentle training from the time they are puppies. They are dogs breed for running. Their love for this activity can sometimes outweigh their love for their owners. Siberian Huskies tend to be nice to people, including children. Most Huskies get along well with other dogs, especially if they have grown up together. They have a strong prey drive and can chase cats and cattle. Siberian Huskies can be burrowing, especially in hot weather, as they like to create cool places to stretch out. As a general rule, they don't usually bark, although they do howl. Coexistence. Siberian Huskies grew up in very harsh conditions, and surprisingly, they are easy dogs to keep. They can easily become obese if they are overfed or if they do not exercise. And they are dogs bred for running, and they should have a good run at least a couple of times a week. Siberian Huskies tend to be robust dogs and typically live to be 14 years old. Positive training and early socialization are important for the Siberian Huskies to focus on people. These dogs enjoy human company and like to be assigned a task, even if it is simply going for a run with their owners. They don't stand out for their inclination as guard dogs, although they will normally bark in alarm. Left alone for too long, they can become diggers and chews, or give the neighbors an endearing howling concert. Siberian Huskies enjoy sledding and skiing. It is necessary to clean it a couple of times a week, and more intensively during the hair loss season. The short hair of the Siberian Huskies has less tendency to tangle than that of other northern dogs.